Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
And you're very welcome along to the Friday Football Betting Show on Off the Ball, streamed live every week across YouTube, Facebook and Twitter on our digital channels. I'm John Duggan, joined in the company as always by Phil Egan, presenter of Premier League Live on Today FM, and Leon Blanche from Boyle Sports. Welcome, lads. And just to say, folks, before we begin, the show's for over 18s only. Please gamble responsibly. Never bet more than you can afford. How are we doing, lads?
Good, yeah.
Doing good, John.
Been an interesting week. Well, if you're an Ireland fan, I can see the size. Yeah. The kind of...
It sucks the life out of me.
Doesn't it? Well, we're going to have a lot of fun on the show today. But just to begin, Leon, the market fallout from the defeat to Wales in terms of Martin O'Neill and maybe the sack race, will he be in charge for the Euro campaign?
Yeah, look, John, he was 5-1 to be gone before the Euro qualifiers start next March. That's now 5-2. And he's 4-7 now from evens to be gone before Euro 2020. So... obviously, the pressure is coming on him. He's come out. He's very boisterous. He's full of confidence. I don't know where that's come from, but it's the first time I've ever heard him be that kind of, we'll win, we'll get there, we'll do it. Don't be asking me silly questions. I hope he's right, but I fear for Ireland. And he's 11-10 to be still Republic of Ireland manager on the 1st of January. So if these two games in November go bad, maybe that'll be the time the FAI will pull the plug. I don't know, John. Can they afford to pull the plug? That's the big question.
Phil Egan, crystal ball, what's going to happen with Martin O'Neill? Will he be there for the first Euro 2020 match?
Yeah, he will. I think it is time for change, but I think Leon just hit the nail on the head there. They can't afford to get rid of him, and that's going to be an issue. I think the only thing to take from the two games, the Denmark game, I was at both games, Denmark game was awful. The Welsh performance was a lot better. Obviously got done by Harry Wilson free kick. The performance was better. But there isn't, like, it's funny, like, people leave the stadium and there's not that anger. Like, I've been...
apathy, Phil.
Well, do you know what? I think we've just, it's got to the level now where we don't expect anything anymore. Which, it's a far cry from after the Euros, we were so encouraged. We were 1-0 up on France, yeah, singing, we're going to beat the French. We were thinking, geez, we could get England in the quarterfinals of the Euros. And ever since then, it's just gradually getting worse. And the worry is how can they improve that?
Rejoice, the Premier League is back, folks. The Premier League is back this weekend. Chelsea, Man United, first up tomorrow at 12:30. And we got 350 euro bets to give away across our social media channels this week, as always. So to be sure to get in touch with your comments about the football preview and the discussion we're going to have over the next half hour over YouTube, over Facebook, over Twitter. The best comments related to the discussion will be in a chance of winning that 50 euro free bet with thanks to Boyle Sports. Terms and conditions apply. But first, let's find out the offers of the week. Now, we have Hazard and Lukaku to score the first goal in the Chelsea-Man United game tomorrow, Leon. Was 9-4, now 3-1.
Yeah, look, I think, John, you're a huge fan of his all throughout the World Cup.
Not Kevin Kilbane now.
No. You were eulogising about Eden Hazard, and rightly so. He is the player of the minute in the Premier League. He's playing some sensational stuff. Lukaku, he's probably United's main goal threat. So, yeah, it was 9-4. Pushing it out to 3-1, offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
And Liverpool away to Huddersfield tomorrow we have, and also we have Everton against Crystal Palace. That's a Sunday match. We have both teams to score, was 11-10 on, now 6-4. And Arsenal versus Leicester on Monday Night Football, 8 o'clock start. And Alexander Lacazette to score first, was 7-2, now 5-1. Now the walk of shame, I was not here last week, nor the week before, and none of you. The last time I was here, I had a over 3-1 winner, West Ham, a no-brainer to beat Manchester United with Manchester United's troubles. But let's see the walk of shame from last week. Let's see the screen. Ireland-Denmark draw, Gerry Gilroy 19-10, fair enough. But Poland and Italy a draw at 11-5, and Italy won 1-0.
Late goal.
Dud, late 8-1.
Late goal.
Doesn't matter, not a winner. What else we got here? Bill's bet, England-Croatia, both teams to score? What? And Ireland-Denmark, both teams to score? Phil Egan, I thought you were a football expert.
Yeah,
19-1.
England hit the woodwork twice and probably should have had a penalty. Croatia should have scored one as well. Ireland-Denmark, I thought if Ireland could score early. And I wouldn't mind, Jer said to me, why don't you just pick two draws? And I said, no, there'll be goals. 2-0 all draws.
Leon Blanche, let's see your shame list.
I was close, John. Belgium did the business. Austria did the business. Bulgaria did the business. But unfortunately,
Belarus drew
nil all. So they let me down.
You were not smoking Havana cigars, Leon Blanche. Close but no cigar. And Kevin Kilbane, Ireland legend. Kosovo to win 9-2 on, and Norway to win. Kosovo drawing against the Faroe Islands at four. That treble going up in flames. But you need John Duggan on the show. You need me. You know, you need the Oracle back on the show. Try and get some winners this week. So hopefully my presence will rub off on everybody else.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
What I'll always say is better late than never. Remember, we got €50 to give away on our social channels this week, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Get involved in your discussion, in your comments about the football matches. Who's going to win and why? What you see is the good market moves, which teams are tracking well, which teams are not tracking well. And we'll give you those €50 free bets with terms and conditions applying. Chelsea against Manchester United, 12:30 tomorrow, guys. Really fascinating match with Jose Mourinho going back to Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
But Phil, every time I think about Manchester United, I think they're just one defeat away from another crisis.
That's it. And I think back to 2 weeks ago, we went off air at 6 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, I remember saying, we're back in 2 weeks with Chelsea and Manchester United.
This is Today FM now, yeah.
Will Jose be in charge? Because United were 2-0 down to Newcastle and you were thinking, they're going to lose, and that's the end of Jose. Obviously, what happens in the second half is incredible. Old Trafford is absolutely buzzing when they come back and win 3-2. That's what United fans want to see. That kind of football they played during the second half, where it was just all-out attack, and it was some of the best football they've played in the last couple of years. They've come from 2-0 down three times in 2018, but that was the most impressive, just the way they did it. Now, the worry is, Mourinho's had 2 weeks now to think about this game, and he just reverts back to Mourinho, cautious, handbrake, let's man mark Eden Hazard, let's get Ander Herrera for his annual trip out to man mark Hazard, which he's done before. It's worked sometimes, it hasn't worked. But like you said, if they lose, the fact that it's at Chelsea, his old club, then you're talking about another crisis.
And obviously Everton, Bournemouth and Man City to come. Not the easiest month for Jose and Manchester
Juventus
United.
As well in there.
Yeah, and Leon, when I'm looking at Chelsea, they've had a much better start than I would have expected with Sarri coming in late. Have you seen them cover the title in that regard?
Yeah, look, they're still third favourites, John, behind Liverpool and behind obviously the obvious favourites, Manchester City. But I've been impressed with Chelsea and I've been very impressed with Sarri. The blend of football that they're playing is very attractive on the eye. He's gone with the flat back four. It seems to be working at the moment. I had my reservations about Alonso being an orthodox left full. I also had my reservations about David Luiz, but he's playing well. No surprise to see Chelsea odds on, 11-8 on here. But United, just going back to what Phil said, surely now is a time for Jose to say, as Phil said, they've come back three times from 2-0 down. And when the shackles are off, the adventurous players, the attacking players, they go and do what they do best, and that's attack. They create chances, and that's what Manchester United fans want. Tomorrow he's not going to attack. I don't blame him going to Stamford Bridge and not going gung-ho. I don't blame him putting a man marker on Eden Hazard. But I'd say he'd settle for a draw right now, John. And that's not the Manchester United way, but it's the Jose way. But I don't think they're going to get a draw. I fully expect Chelsea to beat United tomorrow. I think Chelsea are really, really on fire at the minute.
The draw is 11-4 at Boyle Sports. Phil Egan, United have conceded 14 goals this season, as many as Newcastle and Southampton. So surely he does have to attack. What's your verdict tomorrow?
Yeah, they're going to sit in, and I can just see that playing into Chelsea's hands, because Chelsea, now under Sarri, just Jorginho is the pass master.
If Hazard doesn't get the goals, who does?
Hazard will be able to escape Herrera. He did it in the cup final in May, and he got the penalty off Phil Jones. Like Herrera, there's only so much you can do, and Hazard, he gets doubled up on plenty of times, so I can still see Hazard scoring a goal, and definitely it wouldn't be surprised if they got a penalty. You've got the likes of Willian. Ross Barkley's impressed. I've never been too convinced by Barkley, but even
coming good, Phil, isn't
even
he?
For England against Spain, the ball into Harry Kane and Kane cuts it back to Sterling. This is a different Ross Barkley. Maybe now we're starting to see the Ross Barkley that everyone eulogised over. But I just think, Chelsea, because where the United goal is going to come from? Lukaku.
Leon, what's your verdict on this?
Chelsea, John. I think it'll be tight the first half. I think we might see a nil-all draw at half-time. But I think Chelsea in the second half as you said, John, United give up too many chances. He doesn't have a preferred back four. More importantly, he doesn't have a preferred central defensive partnership. Mm. And that's a huge, huge error from Mourinho. Maybe it was the board didn't give him the money for the players he wanted to sign, but you've got to try and work with what you have. And I just don't see United keeping a clean sheet, but I can see Chelsea keeping a clean sheet.
Folks, what do you think? €50 free bet on the cards for the best comments we get on the show, the betting show, the Friday Football Betting Show this week. Manchester City, the champions. I'm looking here. 12-1 on with Boyle Sports to beat Burnley tomorrow. The visitors 22-1. The draw 10-1. Phil Egan, I was at the Liverpool City game and the only thing I wanted to see was Kevin De Bruyne back. Yeah. I think he's the player to unlock the door. He could be back tomorrow. And would you feel that City in the next couple of months are going to do what they've done in recent years and last season and make a bit of a gap between themselves and the rest?
Yeah. That's why I kind of felt Liverpool had to beat City. I think City, even before the start of the season, I couldn't see anybody beating City for the title. Haven't changed my mind. I think the fact that they're level with Chelsea and Liverpool, De Bruyne comes back in and you just imagine that they're just going to go on an upward curve. And they've won all their home games. They're going to beat Burnley. Joe Hart is going to go back. He's got a point to prove, but I think he's going to have a busy afternoon. And the worst case scenario for City is that, you know, they have an off day in front of goal, but they're still going to win.
Raheem Sterling has scored 9 and assisted in 5 of City's 14 goals in their last 12 Premier League games at home, Leon Blanche. 22-1, if somebody is kind of looking at Burnley at 22-1 and thinking, you know what, that's a bit tasty, that price, what would your advice to them be?
They're actually 33-1 now. City are now 1-4.
Since I started speaking, they've gone out to 33-1. No, I made that point about Kevin De Bruyne.
City are 1-14 now and Burnley are 33-1. But you make a good point about Raheem Sterling. Played very well against Spain.
Yeah.
4-1 to score the first goal. We've got a special, John. Bet 10, get €50 worth of free bets. Offtheball.com/Boyle Sports. I'd stick to tenner on Sterling. You're getting £50 worth of free bets anyway. Pep has moulded Sterling, in my opinion, into a very, very dangerous player. He always had skill, pace. He scored quite a few goals with Sturridge and with Suarez that season for Liverpool, but he's a much more all-rounded player now. He seems to know where to be in the box and he seems to be able to pick up spaces to put himself in that position to score goals. I like Sterling. I think 4-1 is a very decent price about him opening the scoring against Burnley. You can see what Sean Dyche is going to do. He's going to pack defence, he's going to pack midfield and try and last for as long as possible without conceding. But your man, KDB, he is the man to unlock any defence.
Tintin is the man, folks. Tintin is the man. Kevin De Bruyne, the legend. Manchester City against Burnley tomorrow. Now our first winner of the €50 free bet. Thanks to Ball Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Andy Dunleavy, congratulations to you on our social channels. Hey guys, in John we trust. Thank you, Andy. We know you're right. I'm going for Watford, Newcastle and Cardiff to win on a €10 treble. That's my bet of the weekend. Never bet more than you can afford, by the way. Huddersfield haven't scored a goal at home this season. They're playing Liverpool tomorrow in the 5:30 game. 130 on with Ball Sports, as I was looking at this morning. Leon, the Reds. Huddersfield 11-1. The draw 4-1. You're a Red, Leon Blanche.
I am.
And like Philip Egan can't admit who he supports, but you can admit it.
I am.
Are you worried about these like niggling injuries? Keita, Van Dijk, Mane, Salah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried, John, because the first game back after an international break, the players have only been there for a couple of days. There is a lot of niggly worries, as you rightly pointed out, to all those big, big players who would probably all start. Liverpool started before the injuries. I think they were 2-7. They're now 1-3. So there's a little bit of opposition to them against Huddersfield. Huddersfield are into 10-1 from an opening show of 12s. But I still expect Liverpool to have enough. And these are the games where the likes of Shaqiri, the likes of Sturridge, Lallana is back in the squad. He's had a couple of weeks training when everyone else has been away. They should have enough, John. I think even looking at Joe Gomez's performance against Spain, he was very solid for England. Lovren, I was amazed he came in against City, but he done quite well. So I think they have options if Klopp decided to give some of the star guys a few more days rest to get over these little niggles. I'd expect Liverpool to win. I wouldn't expect Huddersfield to get anything from this game.
Philip Egan, Liverpool, momentum I think is crucial for them.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the matches.
They've
got Cardiff and Fulham to come in the next while. And you really have to think that if they can not slip up against these weaker teams, which has maybe been the case in the last few seasons, they'll be in a good position.
Yeah, they've kind of stalled a bit since the last international break. And I thought against Manchester City, what we learned was there's still, you were at the game, there's still very much a feeling that they're missing that link man in midfield. It was Coutinho, it was meant to be Fekir from Lyon, but I just found against City, they don't have that ability.
In Milner, Henderson, Wijnaldum, yeah.
Very workmanlike. But
three in the middle, yeah.
When you're playing the ball into midfield, they don't have a player that can put their foot in the ball and just slow the game down, whereas City have that in abundance. And the front three haven't fired it. Liverpool haven't really got going yet, but what's keeping them up there is they've got a goalkeeper now who they can trust, and Van Dijk is being imperious. Apart from giving away the penalty, he was incredible, I thought, against Manchester City. He scored against Germany for the Dutch on the international break. Leon mentioned Joe Gomez. Don't see why they have to split that partnership up. I know Lovren thinks he's one of the best defenders in the world, but Van Dijk and Gomez, Alexander-Arnold will come back in, and then you've got Robertson. You'd imagine Jurgen Klopp, he's going up against his best man, David Wagner. He'll say to him, David, could do with the 3 points here. I know you haven't scored a goal yet at home, but you know, we've got bigger fish to fry.
Okay, folks, Tottenham Hotspur made a best start to a Premier League season. Doesn't feel like that, but they're only 2 points off the top, playing West Ham at the London Stadium tomorrow. Let's look at the odds at Boyle Sports. Spurs 11-10 on, both the draw and Hammers win at 14-5. Christian Eriksen expected to return for Spurs. Leon Blanche, is this a correct market assessment?
You know what? This is the game I'd worry if I was a Tottenham Hotspur fan, because West Ham get up for the big games. We saw it when they played Manchester United. You tipped West Ham to beat United. I know you're not going to tip West Ham to beat your beloved Tottenham Hotspur. But I think, John, at 14-5 at home, it's a big enough price, just under 3-1. Tottenham are without Eriksen. And I think, even though they've had a great start, only 2 points off the top, I think Eriksen not playing for Spurs, he's their man that Liverpool would love to have. He's the man that can make that pass, that can see that final touch, that creates space, that creates chances. And I wouldn't like to be backing Spurs at a shade of odds on away against West Ham. I'd probably sit on the fence here, take a score draw. I think 14-5 for the draw would be the safest play here. Couldn't find myself backing Tottenham at 10-11 away against West Ham.
Unlikely that Dele Alli be fit tomorrow, and Jan Vertonghen's been out as well. Yeah. Phil, Spurs have a tricky October. They're going to have to go to Wolves or have City at home. I think they should just forget about the Champions League. How do you see their...
There's still a chance in the Champions League, though, if those back-to-back games against PSV, so that gets them back into it. But the worry is, OK, Eriksen, we don't know if he's going to be fit. There's a good chance he'll play, but how match fit is he going to be? Arnautovic. When Arnautovic plays for West Ham, they are a different proposition. He's available for tomorrow. That front three, you know, Felipe Anderson, Yarmolenko as well. I would be, if someone said to me, pick a winner, I'd say West Ham. But I'm kind of thinking this one will be a draw. But I just wouldn't be confident picking Spurs to win, even though they won there last season, they won 3-2. But West Ham, just what they've done since the last international break, they've obviously beaten Manchester United, they've drawn with Chelsea, and it was all kick-started by that win at Goodison Park. So they're quite confident. Pellegrini's got a very good record against Pochettino. So really tricky game for Spurs.
9-5 draw, no bet. West Ham at home. If you don't want to take the 14-5 West Ham or the 14-5 the draw, you're getting a bit of insurance there if you fancy West Ham. 9-5 draw, no bet.
Folks, do you want to win a €50 bet with thanks to Ball Sports? Get in touch with your comments. What you see maybe in the markets that we haven't spoken about. What's trending in the right direction for you? What's trending in the opposite direction? Spurs. The lads aren't confident about Tottenham. And I really have to disown these two guys after their recent comments in the last few seconds here on the Friday Football Betting Show. Harry Kane has scored 7 goals in his last 7 appearances against West Ham in the Premier League. That tells you all you need to know about what's going to happen tomorrow at the London Stadium. 8 o'clock Monday, it's Arsenal versus Leicester City in the Premier League at the Emirates. And Arsenal have never lost to Leicester in the Premier League at home. Just let's look at the odds from Ball Sports. We have the Gunners 2-1 on. Leicester 11-2. The draw 100-30. Lyon, seems like Unai Emery's working out. Have they shortened for Champions League qualification?
Look, they're still, I mean, they're going for 10 wins in a row, which is a fantastic achievement. And I go back to that game against Chelsea at the Bridge. I thought they should have beat Chelsea. They had enough chances. And if they had won that game, they would have only lost to City in the first game of his reign. So Arsenal, they have shortened. I personally think it's going to be a direct race between Arsenal and Tottenham to get that fourth spot. I think United are not going to finish top four this year. So Arsenal under Emery, they're playing a nice expansive brand of football. The only thing I would say about Arsenal, however, is they're still giving up plenty of chances. They're going for 10 in a row, but they have rolled their luck on occasions. So I think Arsenal will beat Leicester, but I think the way you want to play this is Arsenal to win and both teams to score. I think there's goals in Leicester with Vardy, with Iheanacho, but I think there's also plenty of goals with Arsenal. Lacazette and Aubameyang, they've struck up a great friendship, but they've also struck up a great partnership when they're on the field. They both seem to be in sync. They both seem to know where each other is going. Aubameyang is playing a superb role for the team, to be fair to him, out on the left. I'm sure he'd rather be down the middle, but Lacazette is on fire. And I think our special, him at 5-1 to score first, you could do a lot worse than that.
What are the keys? I don't want to hear about the Gooners. I mean, Philip Egan, you're going to have to tell me what's going on at Arsenal. I don't want to know what's going on at Arsenal. What are the keys to Arsenal's run, which we all don't like?
Well, it's like what we talked about with Martin O'Neill. Sometimes just you need a change. And it's freshen things up. Emery's come in and he's made a few little tweaks. I think what was encouraging was when they lost to City, when they lost to Chelsea, you could see even in between those games, he had worked on things. And the feeling was with Wenger, they lose a game and literally rinse and repeat. They go out and lose a game the same way. Whereas now they're winning games. They couldn't win games away from home under Wenger. 5-1, that goal that Aaron Ramsey scored against Fulham, the Arsenal fans at Craven Cottage singing, we got our Arsenal back. You know, they're enjoying going to watch Arsenal again. I think there's going to be so many goals in this game. Do you remember it was the first game of last season? It was a Friday night, finished 4-3.
Yeah.
It was an absolute cracker.
Shakespeare made a terrible tactical substitution when Leicester were winning.
He put on Hamlet.
that was his name, wasn't it? Craig Shakespeare, wasn't
it? Craig Shakespeare,
yeah. He took off a midfielder, I believe, and brought on Iheanacho. Mm. And then it just fell asunder.
Yeah.
But as Phil said, I think there'll be loads of goals.
Yeah, and Leicester are going to be missing Wes Morgan, although that maybe isn't a big loss anymore. Johnny Evans is probably a better replacement to have. And yeah, I just fancy Arsenal to win. They're playing Liverpool in a couple of weeks, so at the Emirates. So that is when we'll really see just how serious Arsenal are. You know, they're probably going to win 10 games in a row. A couple of those are in the Europa League, obviously one in the League Cup as well. So let's just see. Let's just hold the judgment for the moment. But certainly, if you're an Arsenal fan, you're enjoying it. And, you know, there's changes. Torreira's come in and, you know, people are excited by him. The Aaron Ramsey situation is a bit odd, but, you know, nobody's bigger than the club. He obviously thinks he's worth more than he is. And Emery's said good luck. And, you know, we've got other players to come in.
50-year-old to Colm Cavanagh on Twitter. Newcastle to upset a returning Houghton. Everton win and a clean sheet and Wolves to continue their good run. So €50 free bet with thanks to Ball Sports for you, Colm. Terms and conditions apply. And to Kieran Byrne on YouTube asking this question. I'm in a last man standing still. God bless you, Kieran. I can't pick United, Leicester, Wolves and Spurs. Who do I pick this weekend? United, Leicester, Wolves and Spurs. Phil Egan.
He's got City.
He can't pick those four teams, or you can pick everyone else.
Can't pick United, Leicester, Wolves, and Spurs.
So you can pick anyone else.
Pick City.
City.
It's like that is your one. Like I'm in a few last man standings. I don't have City left, but if I had City,
tell us your last man standing story.
Oh, about how I won it.
Yeah.
I won it down at my dad's local pub when I was on holidays, and it was a rollover as well because obviously if you don't win the jackpot, it rolls over. So, I picked Arsenal to beat Crystal Palace. And they beat them 2-1. Palace hit the post in the last minute. Then the next day I needed Spurs not to beat West Ham. West Ham went 2-0 up. Big Sam was in charge. Finished 2-2, but whoever was on Spurs were out. Then I needed Everton not to beat Leicester. This is the season Leicester avoided relegation. Leicester went 1-0 down. I thought, here we go. 2-1 up. Esteban Cambiasso, you know, who I model my hairstyle on, he put them 2-1 up, and I thought, I mean, Lukaku scores 2-2. Last 5 minutes, looking through my hands, and full-time whistle goes, and I won a nice sum of money.
You won't, and I'm not going to ask you. I know what it is, but I'm not going to ask you how much it is. It's not insignificant, Leon.
Yes.
It's not insignificant. The shoulder games this weekend, folks. Let's take a look at the 3 p.m. matches tomorrow. Odds with Ball Sports. Bournemouth even money. Southampton 11-4. The draw 13-5. Cardiff 7-5. Fulham 15-8. The draw 12-5. Newcastle 23-20. Brighton 11-4. The draw 21-10. Wolves 3-4 on. Watford 4-1. The draw is 13-5. And on Sunday at 4 o'clock, Everton versus Crystal Palace. Everton 6-5 on. Palace 7-2. 5-2 the draw. Decipher all this jargon and numbers and odds and everything I'm doing here, Leon Blanche. What are you noticing that's going to give us an edge to beat you ghastly bookies you excluded?
I think Newcastle, I was impressed with their performance at Old Trafford. They were very unlucky. They actually should have got a penalty when they were 2-0 up, when Ashley Young put his hand up and inexplicably the referee didn't even give them a corner. He gave a goal kick.
He felt sorry for United at the time.
But it was, you know, and maybe they can raise their game. The pressure's on Benitez. The pressure is on.
The talk of the town.
Because look, he everyone knows he hasn't got as much money as he wanted.
And this is from being the ghost of Jose to the flipping.
I think he needs to win this, John. I think the town, if they don't beat Brighton at home, questions are going to be seriously asked. I think they will beat Brighton. Brighton are not great on the road.
No. Houghton, it would be, you know, a lot of people would see Houghton be the one that puts the final nail in the coffin. Although not many people have anything against Rafa Benitez. I think we all recognise, you know, the problems.
Yeah, it's more against Mike Ashley.
Yeah.
You know, but, and how Newcastle is run.
Yeah, and Benitez is, like, he's such a good coach, such a good manager, but there's only so long that you can keep saying, like, the club is a mess. Like, they have to start winning games. Like, this is the ninth game of the season. They lost in the League Cup as well.
They're also not immune to relegation, Newcastle, over the last 10 years. West Ham are a bit like that as well. A club not immune to relegation. Of these shoulder games, Phil, at the weekend, anything that you can spot that maybe is like the odds are wrong about?
One thing I was impressed with there was the odds on Bournemouth. Like, Bournemouth to win at home to Southampton, pretty much even money. And Bournemouth are having an unbelievable season.
Why?
Because I think one thing he made the mistake last season was Jermaine Defoe was brought in, and I think he felt obliged to play Jermaine Defoe. Then he came out of the team. So now they have Wilson, who's fit, and Josh King as well. Ryan Fraser is in great form as well, and Brooks, who we saw at the Aviva on Tuesday
David
night.
Brooks, yeah.
Yeah, and Nathan Ake has been a great signing as well. Don't think they're going to be able to hold on to him. That's how impressive he's been. He's a Dutch international. They paid 20 million for him. You know, there's already talk of a few clubs looking at him. So Eddie Howe has assembled a really good first 11 now. And the one freak result where they were beaten 4-0 by Burnley. Yeah. None of us saw that coming. No.
But that can happen, though.
Yeah, but then they respond. They beat Watford 4-0. But just at the Vitality Stadium, it's a small little ground and they just give people such a hard game. And they play football the right way. And it's stability, John. Eddie Howe, there's been patches where people go, oof, maybe should change his tactics, or, you know, is this as good as it's going to get for Bournemouth? But they never panic. And Eddie Howe has this knack of being able to win four or five games in a row and get them out of danger. At the moment, they're looking at European places. They're this season's Burnley. And I think it's just down to stability and obviously having some very good players, but good technical players. And they play, they express themselves, which is great to watch. And I think they're going to beat Southampton, who will be cautious. It's a bit of a derby game, and they just don't score goals, Southampton.
Just to give you an update to one of the offers on Ball Sports this weekend, Liverpool to win by 3 goals or more was 9-4. This is away to Huddersfield, now 3-1. Let's get into this week's bets. The drum roll. This is the moment you've all been waiting for on the Friday Football Betting Show. Okay, what have I done? I've gone for Cardiff to beat Fulham at 6-4. That's the first thing. This is my bet this week. John's bet, Cardiff to beat Fulham at 6-4. I was at the Spurs-Cardiff game at Wembley. I thought Cardiff were very spirited. They haven't won a game yet. They're surely going to win a game. I think they're probably more in a better position to win than Huddersfield are. Fulham haven't set the world alight of late.
No.
I think Cardiff at home, the way they fought against Spurs really impressed me. They went down early on in the match.
It's a terrible tackle.
Sent off.
Exactly.
Rightly so.
Yeah. Would you agree? Would you disagree?
They're certainly up for a battle. But it's very, like, Neil Warnock, the way he talks is, if, do you know what, if I get sacked, I don't really care. I could spend Christmas with my wife Now, she mightn't appreciate it, is what he's, that's his words.
Well, I saw him on the touchline. He was like really animated on the touchline that Wembley game. He was really, you know.
He's not going to sit in the dugout and just say nothing. He's going to give the officials verbals for
but
the.
But I think they're playing for him, John.
Yeah.
I think the players are playing for him. I mean, as you already said, like I watched that whole game against Spurs. Cardiff played very well, did a couple of chances. Mm. And this is a game, Fulham, to me, are a little bit weak. Should I say, in terms of a physical battle? And I think he will make this a dour physical battle. And I'd agree with you. I think Cardiff can nick this.
Philip Egan, what have you gone for? This is just so complicated. We'll have to just explain this in a very, very slow way. If we can get the graphic on the screen there.
It's City to win. We've talked about City, yeah.
14-1 on.
Yeah,
Liverpool to win.
Yeah.
10-3.
Newcastle, I actually do fancy Newcastle to beat Brighton because okay. I was encouraged with their first half against United. Brighton are not very good away from home, and I think this is the weekend maybe Newcastle get the win. Everton, two wins in a row in the league, that one against Leicester. Bernard has come into the team, he's made a difference because they've dropped Tosin out of the team. They're actually playing Richarlison down the middle now, and that actually suits Gylfi Sigurdsson. And Arsenal to win because Leicester just concede too many goals. Arsenal are in good form, and with Leicester I just feel it's only a couple of defeats away they are from getting rid of Claude Puel.
8-1, fill your boots. Leon Blanche, it's time that you were put on the spot.
I'm taking two of Phil's selections. I've gone with Everton. I've also gone with Arsenal. Both teams at home. Mine is actually a treble of all home teams. And I think Wolves at home to Watford. I've a little bit of a fear for Watford at the minute. They've started very well, but just looking at how quickly they threw the towel in against Bournemouth. I know they were a man down, but they just dropped tools. And I think Wolves have been exceptional. They play really, really well. They play a very attractive style of football. So three home teams for me, John. I'm going for the treble.
15-4 just comes in at under 4-1, folks, on the fractions. Kevin Kilbane, he's not here, but he's here in spirit. And these are his bets today at treble. Fulham to win, 15-8. Kevin, you've gone against me. Wolves to win, like Leon, at 4-3 or 3-4 on. 4-3 on even, and Everton to win like Philip there at 6-5 on. 9-1 for Kevin, 8-1 for Philip, just under 4-1 for Leon. I'm just being a little bit more cautious, folks. 6-4 Cardiff Fulham, just it's very simple, very, very simple. That's it, guys, for the Friday Football Betting Show. Philip and Leon,
thank you.
Speak to you next week.
We will.
Thanks to you for entering. Thanks to Kieran Byrne, Colm Kavanagh, and Andy Dunleavy for winning those free €50 bets. So thanks to Ball Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Please gamble responsibly, folks. It's a bit of crack. It's for €1, €5 here or there. It's a bit of interest when you're watching the football this weekend. That's all. Why? That's the only reason we like doing it. We'll be back 12:30 next week, looking ahead to Manchester United versus Everton and Manchester City away to Spurs on the Friday Football Betting Show. Bye-bye.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/boilsports.